Right, good afternoon. My name is Hugh Sumner. I'm Director of Transport at the Olympic Delivery Authority.
And what are you hoping to get out of this event?
I think two things, really. Firstly, we hope to share some of our experiences with the wider audience of the Transport Society so they get a sense of how we're prosecuting sustainability for the Games. But by the same token, actually listen to them and some of their experiences and see what we can apply to London for that summer of 2012.
So are there any specific plans in place to deal with the increased traffic that we're going to be having then?
Oh, huge amounts of planning has been going on for a number of years now for the Games. I mean, in total, by Christmas this year, we'll have invested some £6.5 billion upgrading transport in advance of the Games that is directly relevant for it. And from then on, for us, it's the further 18 months is all around preparation, the final testing, making the systems come together, boosting the transport systems for the Games, putting in direct coach systems, putting in park and ride systems, so that for that summer of 2012, the nation can celebrate as we welcome the world to London.
And what impact will the increased traffic have on normal commuters in London?
I think for London, it will be life as unusual. I say that in the sense that it's a time of year when up to 30% of commuters go on holiday anyway. And all the experience of previous Games is that even more numbers go on holiday for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And what that means is there will be the overall enough capacity on the transport systems, because we're a huge city, but it will mean that we'll need to do things differently. So we might use a different route to work. We might actually change our suit for shorts and enjoy ourselves and go and watch the sport. It might be we work from home for a bit. It might be we travel at a different time. And for us, it's that difference that's important, because the whole of London and the UK will come alive. From June, in the early June, we've got the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, through to the Olympic Games, and then the Paralympic Games. It's going to feel and operate very, very differently. Not just sports, but all the cultural events, the live sites, the dressing of London. And for London and the UK, it's coming alive and making a difference. One of the things we want to do, and it comes back to this issue of sustainability, is we want to make this a Games built around public transport. So we want to persuade people to use public transport, walk, cycle, or water to get to the Games. And what that means is your sports ticket for the London events comes bundled, in effect, with a free one-day travel card, which will allow you to travel up to watch sports events in the morning, cultural events in the afternoon, another bit of sport at night, and then get you home again. And we're going to take the underground system and operate it later at night, Docklands Light Railway and mainline trains, so we can get you home again at the end of it.